Support for the following podcast is provided by the user experience specialists at Johns & Taylor. More information follows this episode.
Don't break the chain. Can checking one box every day help you meet your goals next month? I'm Joe Taylor Jr. This is Search and Replace. Habit tracking sounds like a trendy term. It's the topic of a book that put James Clear on the New York Times bestseller list for over 12 months, and it's a tactic that Jerry Seinfeld shared with novice performers back when he was still touring comedy clubs. Author Kalina Cicero wasn't really looking for any advice on habit tracking, though. A gift from a friend enlightened her to how much time she wasn't spending doing the things she thought were central to her well-being.
Someone gave me a habit tracking journal. And I thought it was really cool because I think all journals and notebooks and pens and pencils are cool as a writer. I just thought it was really neat. So what I did was I filled out all of my habits. This was an awareness thing. I was like, okay, let's see. I do yoga. That's another thing I thought I did all the time. Turns out I didn't. Yoga, writing, meditation, a bunch of stuff, reading. I wrote all these down in this chart. And at the end of the month, it revealed how few days I actually carved out the time to do writing for myself. And so it was the very next month where I started with my new schedule. So it just took that 1 month to learn. And then the new habit started the following month and have more or less stuck with me.
To put things into context, Kalina's a busy professional writer. And yet, the habit tracking journal revealed some unexpected findings.
I just last month published a children's book. So half of my work is promoting that and thinking about that. The other half is I'm working on a novel. So just me time, writing time. I write for my career. I write for another company. And I felt like I was writing so much because I was. But it wasn't until I started tracking when I actually was writing for myself that I was able to understand, oh, wow, I think that I'm working toward my goals and I think that I'm working on my own personal projects and I'm not as much as I need to be. So I had just major inconsistencies in my writing patterns. And so it wasn't until I changed my schedule, essentially, and carved out that time in the morning. I have a 2.5-year-old who sometimes will be up early, but she'll usually sleep until 7. So I started to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and get to my desk at 5:02 after grabbing a cup of coffee. And I just had this amazing, beautiful, uninterrupted writing time. And as a writer, that's the best thing you could ever ask for.
If you're not familiar with the mechanics of habit tracking, some folks use calendars, some folks use smartphone apps, but many people, like Kalina, use journals.
If I wrote yoga, I knew in my head yoga was a 1-hour class, so I didn't have to put parameters around that. One parameter I did create was 10 plus minutes of stillness. So that was like a meditation for me. And that was something I wanted to make sure I was creating some time to just think and have some stillness and have no noise, no radio, no nothing. And then for writing, I've changed it over the months, but some months it'll be work, write novel. So it's strictly just when I'm working on my novel. Other months it'll be writing for me. So that's just different articles because I do write different articles. So yes, you need to put parameters around them in order for them to be successful. You need to know what that means to you.
Successful habit tracking doesn't mean piling on a whole bunch of new routines at once, as Kalina explains.
I didn't incorporate new stuff in until maybe a month or two later. And when I did, if I wanted to start tracking a new habit, I would do one per month. I make small changes so that I can actually do them because I'm really motivated, highly motivated by putting my little X mark by my habits every night. I'm sitting in my bed. I pull out my habit tracker journal and I'm just, did you do this? Yes, yes, no, no. And I try not to get down on myself when I don't do a habit, but I try to say, okay, I didn't do it today. Well, I'm going to do it tomorrow then. And you wouldn't believe how much more important it is to me writing has always been important to me, right? But when I realize how many days I can go without writing, when I see it in front of my face every night, it's just so motivating to get up and do it. And so, yes, I have made the most progress on my novel that I've ever done in, you know, a shorter period of time. I've spent a lot of time working on marketing for my book because that was another habit I was tracking. And it's just really led to some great, what I would call achievements, even though my novel in progress, I don't know how many pages it is, but it's so many more than it used to be. And that is progress. That is just a wonderful thing to see.
Kalina's got a little guidance for you if you think habit tracking is something you want to try.
Spend one entire month just tracking what you already do. If you're a runner, track that. If you want to track how much water you consume, track that. Just track things you're already doing. Figure out what your day-to-day looks like, what's important to you. Spend 1 month doing that. And then just make small changes. Try to think little, because those little changes turn into beautiful progress. I'm definitely no habit tracking master. I just was gifted this thing and it has really changed the way I operate. So I don't consider myself any sort of expert on habit tracking. I'm just a really big believer in it.
That's author Kalina Cicero, whose work has appeared in Vogue and the Harvard Business Review. Her first book for children, Rosie and the Hobby Farm, just landed on bookstore shelves. You'll find links to Kalina's work on our website, searchandreplace.show. And just days after we recorded this interview with her, Kalina gave birth to little Enzo John. Congratulations to her and the whole family. Search and Replace was produced by Nicole Hubbard with support from Christine Benton, Connie Evans, Amelia Lohman, April Smith, and executive producer Lori Taylor. Our theme music was composed by Alex Refire. I'm Joe Taylor Jr.
This has been a Podcast Taxi Radio production. Support for Search and Replace is provided by Johns & Taylor, user experience specialists serving media and technology companies that want their websites to work. Learn more about how top-performing businesses eliminate barriers between customers and their goals at www.makethewebsiteworkforme.com.